The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars. On earth, nations in agony, bewildered by the clamor of the ocean and its waves. Men dying of fear as they wait for the menaces of the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand erect, hold your heads high, because your liberation is near at hand. Watch yourselves, or your hearts will be coarsened with debauchery and drunkenness and the cares of life. And that day will be sprung on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come down on every living man on the face of the earth. Stay awake, praying at all times, for the strength to survive all that's going to happen, and to stand with confidence before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
So we have arrived at Advent, which, as you get told every year on the first Sunday of Advent, is a time to prepare for the coming of the Lord. Stop yawning. I know you get this homily every year, but the best two ways of preparing for Christmas, for the coming of the Lord, are Mass and confession. Simple as that. Best two ways of preparing for Christmas are Mass and confession. So, next week you are getting a homily on confession. And this week, by a process of elimination, you will have already deduced that you are getting a homily on correct the Mass. So, three rules, well, more guidelines about Mass. One, be at Mass. Two, be yourself at Mass. Three, be with the Lord at Mass. First of those rules, guidelines, be at Mass. I have a gym membership. I always intend to go. I never actually sit down and plan when I'm going to go, and consequently, my six-pack is more of a rotund one-pack. If you want to do something, plan to do it. You can go to any Mass in this city that you like. I mean, just as long as you don't take out a gift aid form with any other parish, you can go anywhere you like. Make Mass a priority and plan to go to Mass. Do not imagine that you will just fit it in, because you won't. And when you are at Mass, be at Mass. So unless you are a member of the emergency services or your wife is in the labor ward, don't just turn your phone off, leave it at home. I promise it will not kill you to be deprived of your phone for an hour or an hour and a half. No one ever died of social media deprivation. The fatality rate of social media deprivation is zero. Nobody ever died from it. Leave your phone at home so that you can concentrate on what you are doing here. If you are busy and have 100 things to worry about, one of the things I find useful and that I've started doing before I say my prayers in the morning is I write down on a notepad everything I need to remember that day. And then I can put it to the side, and my mind is clear. Because I know that even if I forget, I can come back to that list. And it gives me the freedom to concentrate on what I'm doing. I don't think it is impossible to do that before you leave the house. If necessary, lock yourself in the bathroom and write a little list. Second thing. Be yourself at Mass. Often the things that distract us are the very things we should be offering up to God at Mass. So, for example, if you are a parent and have noisy children, first of all, thank you for making the effort to bring them and yourself to Mass this morning. But if they are playing up, then just tell the Lord that's what's going on. Just say to the Lord, look, Lord, I am a busy mum, and number two son is kicking off, and I'm really self-conscious, and I can't concentrate, but Lord, that sort of is my life right now. That's a great prayer. That's a real prayer. And remember how gentle the Lord was with the widow of Nain. Remember the Samaritan woman coming to the Lord to implore him about her sick child. Remember our Lord saying to Martha, 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 you worry and fret about so much. Remember that tenderness. I think it's all in the repetition of the name, but that's a different homily. But just remember how gentle and how loving the Lord is, and be sure, be certain, that the same Lord here at Mass looks upon you with just that gentleness and love. If you are worried about your friends and family who aren't here at Mass, well, okay, but you are here, and you carry your loved ones in your hearts. So just at the offertory procession, as the gifts of bread and wine come up, take that moment to offer the ones that you love to the Lord. And if you do that in prayer, that's an incredibly powerful and incredibly real prayer. And remember that the Lord's mercy is boundless. Remember the Lord turning to the good thief, whose life was a total shipwreck. And remember him saying, this day you will be with me in paradise. Finally, be with the Lord at Mass. Don't get distracted by the priest or his weird accent or his weird politics or his insensitive homily. Be with the Lord. Hear him say to you, this is my body, this is my blood poured out for you. And hear him invite you, take it. Sometimes when I'm saying Mass, try not to show it, but I get a little bit choked up in the third Eucharistic prayer. There's a line just before you get to the consecration. It says, on the night he was betrayed, he took bread. Not just any night, the night he was betrayed, he took bread and he handed himself over to his apostles. The Lord knew that his apostles were going to run away and abandon him. And he still says to them, he still says to us, I know your weakness, I know your struggles, and still, take my body, take my blood. Here is my life. Have it. I give it to you precisely because I know that you need it. be with the Lord at Mass. I'll stop rambling, but do that every Sunday in Advent, and I promise you, well, I don't promise you. I mean, I could promise you anything you like. I'm like a second-hand car salesman. You can't rely on my promises. I don't promise you. God, that unspeakable mystery of love, who gives you everything you have and are, and who looks upon your life with delight, he promises you. Be faithful to him for the Sundays of Advent, and he promises you a Christmas more blessed than you could possibly imagine. Next week, confession.